The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Expert advice to keep the whole family healthy at All Care, the largest Irish-owned pharmacy brand.
Ray at RTE.ie now. We're joined in Studio 10 by Teresa Mannion. Good afternoon, Teresa.
Thanks, Ray.
And Teresa is fronting a lovely idea, night walks for night nurses. And it's Irish Cancer Society, and they've been helped out by Boots. And it's happening in Dublin in the Phoenix Park on the 16th of August at 7:30 in the evening. And then the week after at Blackrock Castle in Cork. That's the 23rd of August and it started at 7 o'clock. And you can sign up for €15 to help the Irish Cancer Society at eventbrite.ie. Eventbrite.ie, and that's Bright, B-R-I-T-E, as opposed to with the G and the H. So that's all that. And of course, people know your cancer story.
Yes,
how long ago was it now?
Right, it's 6 years. I had my last mammogram there a couple of months ago. It was February 2013. So I'm actually great, 6 years on. I can't believe it myself when I think back to that time. It was, in some ways, it was like yesterday,
Yeah.
But I'm great,
And you're out the other side.
Out the other side, yeah.
And early detection, to say over and over again. And you were lucky in that respect.
Absolutely. I mean, I called it my dot of cancer. It was so tiny. I didn't even have a lump. I had no history of breast cancer. There was nothing other than a letter from BreastCheck that was on my kitchen counter for 6 months. And I thought, you know what? Now BreastCheck is 4 minutes walk from my house. Shame on me for not availing of this. I think it was Mary Harney. It was her legacy. And I went and I availed of it. And they put me through a lot of tests, mammogram, ultrasound, biopsies, because it was so tiny. But they found it. And people sometimes criticise BreastCheck for over-screening. But for me, I'm here with you today. I had a really aggressive breast cancer called triple negative. And there's nothing you could do if it came back, So that's why I was put through all the treatment.
So it's not overstating it when I say that screening saved your life.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Maybe I would have found the lump and I would have done something about it, but maybe not. Yeah. So yes.
So the message is go out there and get checked.
But obviously the campaign that I'm supporting this time out is for people who are actually in the latter stages.
It's about night nurses, and you can't overstate the service that they provide to people in the final months and weeks of their lives.
Yeah, they're like Florence Nightingales. I met one yesterday when I was doing the photo call for the campaign, Mary Attridge, and she'd just come off her shift and she was just the essence of calm. And they go into people's families and they make the patient the absolute priority. And if that person wants to sleep, they will stay with them through the night. They'll leave them sleeping if they want to talk, if they want their hand held, if they need care during the night, if they need to go to the bathroom, if they want to watch a movie, if they want to share a joke or even offload. Sometimes the kindness of strangers. And she said often some of the patients open up and tell her a lot, and she's almost like a go-between. So it's like she's got the practical professional nursing experience combined with being like a mediator and being empathetic. I think they call it angels, and they have it's like being assessed. N is for patient needs, G is for giving on a spiritual, a physical, an emotional level, a practical level. Empathy is sitting and being with the person you're with for those few days, listening very carefully if they want to talk, and laughter. She said it's amazing the jokes and the laughter that you can have as well. And sharing then is about going back to the palliative community support team and updating them on the patient.
And it allows people to live out their final days at home, which is so important.
I mean, at the end of the day, isn't that what everybody wants? People always want to be in their own homes. Hospitals are essentially, they're life-saving. They're not an environment conducive to passing away peacefully, even if you're in a private room. They're about saving lives. They're about emergencies and trolleys and rushing medical teams and fluorescent lighting. They're not, hospices are wonderful places, but home is where people want to be. If they're still lucid and conscious and are aware of that they're in their final hours or days or weeks, then they want to be at home. And then the family, these angels that come into their lives, they can get a night's sleep so that they can then be their best selves with the patient, who also might have the energy to interact. Because sometimes when you're in the throes of cancer, you don't even want to raise a smile, let alone talk to anybody.
So it's a lovely initiative. Night Walks for Night Nurses, and eventbrite.ie, that's B-R-I-T-E, and they're happening on the 16th of August in Phoenix Park, and then on the 23rd of August in Blackrock
and
Castle.
And briefly, yes. €2 all, if you go into Boots anywhere across the country for an honour tag, and you one of the, you do a metre of the walk in honour of your loved one and write a little message on the back of the tag, it's €2.
You were in Eskerhill Golf Club during the week.
I was.
Well, it's great to meet. That's in doing what you do, and I get some of it as well. You can be part of history.
You got to meet Olivia Newton-John. Yeah, I was so jealous. Yeah, I know, it's great, so, isn't it?
What was the atmosphere like?
It was unbelievable. I mean, it was, there were these people who knew him since he was a little boy, and he was down in that golf club morning, noon and night, and his parents would drop him off in the morning and he'd have a bottle of Fanta and a Mars bar after a good practice. His transition year was spent in that golf club. He didn't go anywhere else. Boy, did it pay off. They're so, so proud. And they're very lovely people. Ray Malloy and all his brothers run the club, and they were just delighted to be the centre of all the media frenzy. And we went live on the 6 and the 9 o'clock news from there. They were giving out to me because they thought I'd brought the rain. It was bucketing down relentlessly.
And you were saying, do make unnecessary journeys. Yeah. Come here and celebrate Shane Lowry's victory.
Exactly. It was wonderful. It's hard to describe, actually. This tiny, it's a modest club, and Clara is such
a small town.
There's
only 200 members.
Well. 200 members, yes. I know.
And Clara, what, 2,500 population?
Yeah, it's tiny. Yeah. It's tiny. I just thought it was one of those really marvellous feel-good stories. Yeah. It was just so, so good.
And everybody got behind it.
Yeah.
You've had a tough enough year. Your dad died at Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah. What age was he?
He was 85. He was a good age. And he was a great old character. And I would have loved to have been with him now. You know, the seven of us, like, you're a big family as well, aren't you?
Nine.
And we would have loved to have been around him. I think my brothers missed him by about 10 minutes. He'd gone through for a man of 85, he had spinal surgery, and he also had Alzheimer's. And I think, in the end, it was all too much for him. Right. I think the medics did their very best because he was in such chronic pain. He had a tumour at the base of his spine, and they were trying to take as much of it out.
Yes.
So, you know, we don't regret that we made that decision for him to have surgery.
Because you had to make the decision.
Yeah, we had to.
You have power of attorney, did you?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we did. And we miss him terribly. I mean, he was just such a great character. He was a real old dub, you know, with West of Ireland roots. He loved to be all things to all people. But he's...
How is your mum?
My mum's, she's in a nursing home now. She had a very, very bad fall on the stairs. And both of them were actually in hospital at the same time. So they went from being a wonderful role model pensioners in their 80s who were always out walking, going to the hairdressers, going around the corner to Mass and Christ the King and Cabra. They were so well known. My dad was back living in the area he grew up because they had been living in Mayo for 15 years. He went off, just go back to his roots, you know. But it all happened very suddenly. The 80s is a tough decade. Yeah. My mom has dementia now. She knows us. Some days she thinks I'm her sister, but other days I'm Teresa. But we're getting there, and I think families all over the country will resonate. It'll resonate, you know, because it's a terrible condition.
I think watching somebody lose their mind is nearly worse than watching them lose their physical health.
Oh, you know what? It's so true. It's awful. No, the very thoughts of it happening. To imagine you think that's ahead for you. Mm. I was at a concert in Galway the other night. Burt Bacharach, 91, on stage, lucid and funny, and banter between songs that he didn't even have to do. And I was actually nearly crying because I kept thinking of my own mother and going, gosh, how do some people go into their 90s and be so... so vibrant, and their cognitive
together,
abilities
yes.
remain so good. But look, you know, again, I'm sure their advances are being made in medical science all the time, and they'll be able to isolate whatever gene we're carrying and maybe be able to
and
help us.
They're understanding more and more about dementia and Alzheimer's as we go on. So now the family home is not there's nobody in it.
We're in it, in and out. We're passing through all the time. It's very strange. You go into and it's sort of frozen in time, and you kind of, there are moments where something just kind of gets you in your tracks, you know, whether it's see my dad's favourite Aran jumper or my mother's cup with, she was, her name's Kay, and there's a Kay on a mug, and I opened a press and I saw the mug and I'm like, oh my God, there's mummy's mug, you know, and everything is there except them. Yeah, it's tough, but look, you know, the more awareness we bring all the time, the more we can do to understand and meet their needs. And I think touch and smiling and eye-to-eye contact, all of those things, and you get flashes of lucidity, and that we come away from the nursing home feeling good when my mum gives us a break, smile and recognises us. Yeah.
Right, Eventbrite for that, night walks for night nurses. Great to talk to you. Sorry that's, you know, it's all that's going on. It's a tough time, isn't it? Mm. And as you say, it'll resonate with thousands, hundreds of thousands of people all over the country. Teresa, thank you. Thanks so much for coming
in. Thanks, Ray.
We have a quick commercial break to take before Nocht.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.